Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
Dude, I should not have had that coffee.
Are you feeling it?
It's like,
you're like, it's right.
I got the pregame jitters right now.
All
right,
then we got to get through this podcast quick.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, I wore double underwear, so we're set.
Zach, are you guys sure you want me to leave this in the podcast? This has to stay in the podcast. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. We're so excited to have you here to learn with you and to grow with you. My name is Gabriel. I'm here with Chad and with Zach. And let's just get into the first prompt, boys.
Today's prompt, ladies and gents, is what motivates you to work and not procrastinate? And let me just be clear. I am a procrastinator, as you would say.
Oh, you.
Because
I wish we had a drum sound effect.
I know. We need one. So anyways, this is something that we all struggle with. And I think procrastination can be caused by so many different things. It can be caused from lack of passion towards something, or it can be caused by actual resistance from, you know, outside things. And so I don't know where we're going to open up with this topic on procrastination, but I think that I don't know where to start.
Sorry. Yeah, no, when I was thinking about this before getting into it, I was mulling it over in my mind, and what it kept coming back to for me was that the biggest tool in overcoming procrastination and like rediscovering motivation is purpose. You know, like you have to know what your purpose is in what you're doing, or else there's really no reason to be doing it. And that directly reflects into what procrastination looks like. You know what I mean? Like when I was in high school, right? If I was like not wanting to do an assignment, there's a lot of stuff in school. Like I feel you guys out there, if you're like in school, in college or high school or whatever, like going through high school is tough because a lot of the stuff that you're doing that you don't have passion for, you don't know like why you're going to use it. There's no like practical, at least, I mean, there obviously is, like you learn math and you're going to use it when you're an adult.
I feel like you're just blowing my mind right now a little bit. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but now I'm just realizing how I feel like almost the education system is almost encouraging procrastination because we're focusing on topics that we're not passionate about, topics that we're not really, that are not going to be relevant. And of course that, you know, we do need to learn basic maths and literature and English and stuff, but it's just so interesting that it's almost like it's, once you learn how to procrastinate, you really do become like a good procrastinator.
Yeah. And I think the way it needs to happen, I mean, let's just talk about school, I guess the way it needs, it like probably should happen in schools. Like, it should be approached in a way of like, oh, this is going to benefit your life this way. So this is what we're working towards. And this is the purpose behind it. You know what I mean? And when I was thinking about this more too, motivation, like getting motivation comes from purpose, but there's also like the macro level and the micro level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the macro level could be like literally all the way to based on worldview. And for, you know, for us, like our view on God and how that affects everything that we do and like what our greater purpose is and what our calling is. But on the macro level, like what is my purpose in this specific task?
Yeah.
Like, why am I doing this very specific task that seems very unimportant, you know, and just kind of like dissecting that on bigger and smaller levels will really allow you to kind of, I guess, overcome a lot of that, like procrastination that naturally can creep up.
I guess what you're saying and what I'm getting is like, it's the value that you add to that task or to that thing. And so whether that's a purpose value or, hey, I need to do this because my mom or my wife or my dad or whoever. I like that I like singled out my mom and my wife as if like they always ask me to do stuff.
Yeah, but, I think it's the value that you add not just to that thing, but also to your life in general.
Yeah.
Because your life is obviously made up of a bunch of different things, whether they are physical or relationship, like people or tasks or whatever. It's made up of stuff, and having a purpose beyond that, that can kind of influence everything else that is in your life.
Fully. And so for me, I guess the way that I deal, we can jump into this, right? But the way that I deal with that is that I need to write it down. Like, I need to write down those things every month. I'm like, what's my purpose? Like, I just need to reevaluate like where my head's at, so that when I am, you know, we're editing, for example, just to be super like transparent, if I'm editing the podcast for like 8 hours, you know, and doing bits and pieces, it's like, oh, there's a lot of really good value and purpose to this thing. So I'm not going to procrastinate it. I want to get it done because I think it's going to impact people, or because I want to do it for you boys, you know, like, so yeah, writing down those things has been crazy good for me to do.
Dude, that's so funny that you say that, because to-do lists were such a great way for me to get out of procrastination and be less stressed too. Like, just writing down. And dude, honestly, what you said, I'm going to go back to that, but what you said about like having to reset every month, that's one thing that I like to encourage people on, is a lot of the things that you feel like is like, oh, once I learn this thing or learn how to deal with this thing, it's going to be like, check, I've got it, I'm good for the rest of my life. Like that, I feel like that's the mentality of it for a lot of people, at least for me, where that is not the case. Like, a lot of these things that you learn, it's a continual process of like reshaping your mind that day and reshaping your outlook on things and relearning and reteaching yourself. And just, it's just a continual process of like renewing your mind in a way.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's so interesting as we start to unpack what procrastination is, because from what I'm hearing from you, a lot of it has to do with like purpose. And what I'm hearing from Zach, a lot of it has to do with almost like task management, where the why is there, but how do you execute on the why? And so it's kind of fun because it looks like it's happening in stages, right? And I love theory of basically anything. And I heard this story once, and I don't know how legitimate it is. So for our listeners, sorry about it, but I think it's going to be entertaining anyways.
Fact check.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that there's going to be a little pop up at the bottom that says independent fact checker said Chad was wrong. He is wrong. Anyway, so I heard this story that there was a little girl who kept getting in trouble in class, and she was being a little disruptive. She's being a little fidgety. She wasn't doing her assignments. And then the teacher finally reached out to her mom. And by the way, this was back in maybe, I don't know, the 1920s, 1930s. It was a while ago. And the teacher reached out to the mom and said, hey, I think we should talk about your daughter. She's being disruptive and her grades aren't good. I think your daughter may have a learning disability. And of course, every mom would be like, oh no. Like, it's almost like that TikTok meme thing. Like, oh no. Right. And I feel like, so the mom set up an appointment with a counselor, like a, like I guess like a health counselor. And then the mom is sitting there with her daughter talking to the counselor. And the daughter just has, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see what I'm doing right now. But the daughter was sitting on her hands and tapping her feet on the ground. And then eventually the counselor said to the little girl, hey, I'm going to go talk to your mom outside for a few minutes. Is that okay? And she's like, yeah. So he turned on some music and then he walked outside. And immediately the mom went to say, like, so what do you think's wrong? He's like, shh, he shushed her. And then he gave it a beat and then he pointed inside. And the daughter was up dancing to the music. And he said, ma'am, your daughter doesn't have a learning disability. Your daughter's a dancer. That same little girl went to write the choreography for Cats and she opened up a dance school and she's inspired millions with her work. But if they would have handed her an ADHD pill and said, deal with it, she might have not done that. And so when you're able to have people encourage your purpose and your why and help you create actionable steps like what Zach was saying, I think that's what's so important to deal with procrastination is you need a little bit of both. You need the why, like Simon Sinek, and you start with why, but then you have to finish it. And so I think it's so fun to even talk about this topic because for me, I learned that I can do things last minute. And that bothers me. I don't know if you've ever done that, like editing YouTube videos college. It's like,
oh, the deadline's tomorrow. Let's just do it now.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like I hit another gear and like I can execute it and get it done. But the amount of stress I experience in that moment, it's just not fun. And I'm like, I have a week to work on this paper. Why don't I just do like half a page a day?
Yeah.
No. It really is interesting to see why we do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is so interesting. Procrastination is like a weird thing that's really hard to pinpoint for sure.
So as we're thinking about this, sorry to interrupt you again. Yeah, no, I'm like Mr. Interrupter. No, it's not.
Dude, you're fine.
I've
knock there? Who's there?
Interrupting Cal.
Interrupting.
Moo. So I'm so sorry. Zach's like so embarrassed for me right now.
He's like, thank goodness I'm not there in person.
Yeah. He threw up in his mouth a little bit. But so now that I'm hearing us talk about it, I'm just processing out loud right now. It almost feels like we have this instant gratification tick inside of us where basically if we're tasked with doing something that's going to make us happy or doing something that's going to make us unhappy, we're obviously going to choose the thing that's going to make us happy, which is often not work, right? But then we keep pushing that off until the last minute where we go a little crazy because now we're like, oh, we have to complete this right now because there's a deadline. And I think that's what's so scary for so many of us that do struggle with procrastination is that there's not a deadline. Like for you, you may have a deadline on a brand deal or Zach has a deadline on a song and it has to be executed by a certain time. But most of our audience are younger people and a lot of their deadlines are thinking about like, what do I want to do with my life? Who do I want to be?
Whoa.
And it's like, there's no like, oh, turn that in by Friday.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like we can constantly just fulfill our inner instant gratification tick and never do the hard things that are going to make us become who we want to become. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that does make sense. And I think that goes straight into the like the strategy of goal setting and how to set long-term goals and break that down into shorter-term goals. Cause that gives you like purpose and why you're doing things and like really sets up strategy for you to be able to attack those tasks day to day to eventually become who you want to become and accomplish the things that you want to accomplish and stuff like that. Which is interesting because the whole like procrastination thing, I didn't think we'd get into this whole like goal setting conversation. Yeah. But yeah, that is interesting.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt this podcast, but Gabe's got to go to the bathroom and we'll be right back.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for
more info now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right now we're talking about in the lead up to trying to avoid procrastination, but what do you guys do, either one of you guys can answer, when you are procrastinating? Because I know for myself it's a heavy guilt, and that's a whole nother conversation, because then I don't know how to rest, right? But when I know I should be working and I'm procrastinating, like, how do you get out of that? How do you transition into work?
Based on what you just said specifically, because I recognize it, because I went through the same thing, I had a resting problem, not a procrastination problem. I had a problem with needing to rest in that moment, but giving myself too much guilt because I wasn't working, because society says, oh yeah, no, you need to be working every breathing hour of the day. And if you're not, you're getting behind and someone else is getting ahead of you. And it's this big John competition, blah, blah, blah. And all those thoughts, just like a bunch of ping pong balls, just being like shook in my brain, shook.
That shook me.
Shooked. Shaking in my brain. Anyway.
Shaken, not stirred.
But yeah, just really learning how to pause and take a break and learn how to like schedule myself out and know like I'm going to be working very diligently during this period of time, and then I'm resting during this period of time, and kind of just like putting that schedule into my life really benefited me, and making sure that I wasn't guilting myself or like giving myself a bunch of guilt when I was resting. Cause I would probably like a year and a half that I was doing that. And wow. By the end of it, that's when I experienced depression and I burnt out and everything like that. So there is definitely a difference. And I think it's something that you need to recognize that like, hey, you're not procrastinating. You're just extremely tired from working too hard.
Exhaustion.
And you need to actually rest so you can go back to working even harder and doing a better job than you would before.
It's almost like Chick-fil-A being closed on Sundays, right? Where it's kind of like it creates this urgency to get everything done in those 6 days and you rest the seventh, right?
Yeah.
And it like prioritizes that rest so you can do better the other days. But it's funny, I'm the complete opposite of you both, where you guys are like, oh, I work too hard, blah, blah, blah. And I'm over here like, bro, I don't have a work problem. I have a rest problem because I just want to rest all the time. I am the ultimate cuddler. I can sit down and watch movies all day. I can eat junk food all day. Like, I can do it. Like, you sign me up. Like, you ever heard about those, like, those little side jobs you can sign up for where, like, they basically put these little things on your head and you sit there and watch TV all day and you get paid for it?
Oh, and they like, check your, like...
Your levels or something. I'm here for that.
Science project.
Like, if you're out there and you're listening, here I am, okay? But it's just so interesting because for me...
Like, I know I started a podcast, but, like... I'm willing to leave there's a better
I'll
paying
drop
job.
It all.
He's like, I know I'm just talking, but I'd rather not.
Well, it's so fun for me to hear you guys talk, because you guys are almost like, you almost work too hard, right? Where for me, I came from the modeling industry to where you never know if you're going to work and you can't work harder. I mean, yes, you work out, you take care of your body, you take care of your skin, and you're nice to people, but they book you or they don't. And so you learn how to rest. And so I would work maybe 5 days a month. And the other 25 days just out there.
Just chilling.
I mean, obviously, no, I was actually stressed because I wasn't working, you know, like, and I'm like, agents, please get me work. Yeah, right. Yeah, I feel but like. It's just like, I feel like most of the people are coming from a standpoint of maybe they're lacking that direction and passion, and it's causing them to kind of feel, I guess, slothful, kind of like me, where I'm like, I don't know what I want to do, so I'm not going to do anything. Or I was overwhelmed with a ton of things that I don't feel passionate about. But it's almost like you guys had a ton of, almost too much passion about the things you are passionate about, mm-hmm. right? And where that caused you to where you're like, I need to set goals that way I can work in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. But you guys were almost already there. So did you have spouts where you were actually just like, just not motivated?
Yeah. I mean, for sure, after, like, once I was kind of at the peak of my first season of depression, that was like end of 2018, beginning of 2019, I didn't want to do, it was so difficult for me to want to like do mm-hmm. anything, you know? And I was like, I don't want to do any brand deals. It's like so meaningless. And yeah. I don't, you know, like I'm just working for money, and like what, I'm just posting a photo for this random company for this, you know, like that thought process. Where now, I think now that I'm in a much healthier state, like I've been doing those brand deals again and kind of like working on that side of the business. And I'm like so motivated to do it. And I think it's so fun. And I know like there's purpose in, you know, a lot of things of, you know, growing the business. And I, you know, with me taking on some of that, I can alleviate Jess because she's able to just crush it with brand deals because mm-hmm. female influencers.
Right.
But yeah, dude, it's like, Lord. Man, can I just get like one PR package when Jess gets like 40,000 sent yeah. to her?
I don't even care if you send me the wrong size.
I just want a package with my name on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Dude. Oh my gosh. Don't get me started. Tori and I have been getting letters.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and they're all... Tori, I love you.
It's either Tori or Tori and Chad.
Hilarious.
He's okay. Like if Tori and I ever got in a car crash, and God forbid this never happens, but if we were to pass, it would say Tori Masters and one other passed. Oh, I'm the one other.
Tori Masters and her husband.
Yeah. Dude, that just broke my heart a little bit.
That dude, that's, anyway, guys, let's loop it back around here. Yeah, so now I've found reasons to like, really be motivated about those things. And I know like just on like the financial level, it's not just the money that's hitting my bank account. Like Jess and I have now set goals financially that we want for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I know that this will help us achieve those. Whether it's a goal of being more generous
yeah.
or investing properly, because God calls us to do that as well, whatever it may be. I know that Jess and I also as a family have those financial goals, and these deals will help with that. And just like kind of realizing the bigger picture with everything, mm-hmm. relationships, finance, work, whatever, all those things, and really applying that mindset to what I'm doing.
Yeah. So with goals, yeah. have you boys ever set so many goals to where you almost feel paralyzed by the amount of them? Because for me,
I'm literally sitting right here.
With a show of hands, raise your hand if you felt paralyzed by having too many goals.
Two yeah. hands in the air.
Because with you guys being able to be a self-starter, self-motivators, and you set all these goals, because I know that I struggle with where I'll make a to-do list, like my goal sheet, and I'm like, oh, this is too much. I need to go sit down. Yeah, I'm already tired. So like, how do you work through that?
Thinking made you tired.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's a full-time job, right?
Oh my gosh.
The way I dealt with that was really making it a team effort, whether it would be like having Chelsea sit down with me with those goals, because it feels so much easier to have these big goals and these big plans when it's a shared responsibility, even though they may be my goals. For example, like this podcast and music and everything like that, I involved Chelsea in that really heavily because I needed that support. So I love that you said that about family, Gabe. But the other thing is I just stopped giving myself like 20,000 things to do on a day, because at the end of the day, it's really about energy management. And a big thing I've been learning over the last year is Ooh. That there's only a certain amount of time and energy that you have. It's not even time, sorry. There's only a certain amount of energy you have to make decisions, to make creative output, to give creative, to have like an emotional connection with someone. There's only so much energy. And so it was actually way less about time and the time that I had, and more to do with my capacity emotionally. And so I think when you really write that, that's why writing down is so good. When you write that down and be really honest with yourself, how much energy do I have to gym? because if you've only got a certain amount, stop trying to do like 3 hours a day. Just bring it back and simplify it, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Otherwise, and I think, you'll never gym again.
Yeah, dude. And I think to, I guess, go one step further on what you're saying, because you were saying it's not about time, it's about energy. And I think looking at it as energy is like a great perspective. And I think adding that next layer is like reintroducing the time element and understanding like your energy level and putting it in the format of time so it's measurable. You know what I mean? So you can actually be like, okay, how much energy do I actually have? How much sleep do I actually need every night? So I'm not like a zombie and I don't like treat people like crap. And I actually have energy to accomplish the things that I need to during the day, and kind of learning yourself and understanding on a time scale what your energy looks like, if that makes sense. Knowing like, I can work 10 hours a day and I'm fine and I have enough energy at the end of the day. If you're married, to, you know, spend time with your wife, and if you have kids, like be there for your kids or whatever. Or like, no, I actually, a goal is to only work 5 to 6 hours a day so I can spend that extra time with my family. And it looks different for everyone on like what they can do. And some people, you know, they work the normal 9 to 5. So it's figuring out how you operate always, in right? there. Yeah. Yeah. Cause sometimes you don't actually have control over those things, where in our world, because we are kind of all self-employed and do our own hustles and stuff, we can like operate a little differently and have the choice to cut back or add or whatever. But
yeah. But it feels sometimes like that choice is almost like a double-edged sword. I know, because we have the choice to stay in bed all day and order Uber Eats for every single little meal, right?
That's your motivation for getting brand deals,
or
pay for your post,
right? Seriously. Yeah. Or on the other side, we can work. I mean, Tori and I have been hustling so much lately, we've actually had to start outsourcing some work because we realized it was unhealthy for our marriage and unhealthy just for our mental health to be working. I mean, dude, I was working from like 7 a.m. to like 9 p.m. and it was just too much for me. It was honestly too much. And I think I love what you guys are saying about knowing yourself, because like what's more important than that, right? Than knowing your own limits. Because I mean, if you do break us down, we're not just physical bodies, right? Let's just be honest about that. There's so much more. Because have you ever been doing something all day and you're just exhausted, but you didn't work out that day? You're like, well, why am I exhausted? It's because you're mentally tired, you know, mind, you know, body, mind, and spirit. And so Tori and I would set our goals, and like our physical bodies could handle all of it. Like, we want all the smoke, we're here for it, but our minds couldn't handle it all. We would get off 2 phone calls with like different business stuff, then we're exhausted. And I think it's really important to know yourself, and then also understand that willpower is not all equal. You have to build willpower. Like, for example, setting New Year's resolutions, whether you do that or not, just think about the, you know, goal setting in general. I think something that's really valuable is, don't say, oh, I'm going to go to the gym 365 days this year. No, say, I'm going to go to the gym for 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
And set smaller goals. You know, it's almost like having small wins, because whenever I get most paralyzed and inactive is when I feel like there's too much on my plate. But if I look at my plate and there's just a little bit of chicken, a little mashed potatoes, a little gravy, I'm like, oh, I'm here for it, right?
Dude, that is so great that you said that, because that goes back into the like writing to-do lists and stuff. I know that there are people who, when they write a to-do list, the first thing they write is make a to-do list, so they can automatically, as soon as they're done writing the to-do list, they cross off the first thing and they already have a win for that day.
I need to do this.
They've gotten the, I was literally about to do it this morning and I forgot to write it at the first thing, and I like hit myself in the head and I was like, crap, I didn't write make a to-do list. I wanted to cross that off.
Are you ready for this?
What?
Think about make a to-do list. Write, think. Right?
You
know,
like, you do like three or four bullets. Yes.
I'm going to have so many wins today. It's like you in the YouTube video of making this. 2020 is going to be full of wins. My to-do list is going to be full of wins.
Oh my gosh, dude. That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
That is great. That's so good. Hey guys, sorry to cut this off, but we'll be right back after this short break.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So Chad, you mentioned earlier about our experience with how Zach and I have dealt with putting too much on our plate and setting mm-hmm. too many goals. And right now, like just on a personal level, like right now I'm trying to figure out ways to lessen my load. And honestly, even thinking like, okay, what is there that I need to cut out? What isn't actually part of the long-term goals and purpose for my life, and where does God want me going, and just kind of like narrowing that down. And I think with what I'm learning through going through this process, because I'm going through it right now, is understanding that a lot, understanding my purpose, understanding where I'm going, understanding how to implement that with the goals that I'm setting. But then also when it comes to delegating, like you said earlier, like bringing people on the team and delegating and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I think it's really easy to get caught up in, especially if you're a really driven person, to add so much so quick and be like, I'm going to delegate all of this really quickly and bring a bunch of people on. And I've done that before, and it never ends up working out when I'm like bringing a bunch of different people on really quickly, because I don't even have time to like train them in what they're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I just expect them to know something, and I'm frustrated, and they're frustrated. I'm more stressed because they're doing something that I'm expecting that I don't need to do, then I need to redo it. And it's just like a lot of chaos. We're bringing one person on at a time, mm-hmm. even for like 6 months until they got it down. You know what I mean? Like we trained our assistant for a bit, our personal assistant, and now she's great. We can trust her mm-hmm. with anything. You know what I mean? And I don't know what the next hire for us is going to be specifically. It may even be like with a podcast and stuff, finding, you know, people to offload some of the work that you're doing, Zach, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But just like, you bring on one person and train them really, really well, then you can really trust them with what you're delegating to them. Mm-hmm. And it all, it's like building an ecosystem that can really streamline the overall goals and visions that you have, so you don't get burnt out, and everything that you add on is a benefit to what your goals are and what you're trying to do. And it is a mm-hmm. benefit to your energy and to the amount of time, and actually like alleviates time off of your plate and alleviates things off of your plate rather than adds more stress.
Yeah. So it feels like right now where we are is figure out your why, set goals, and then create like actionable steps within those goals. Because obviously mm-hmm. like with what you just said, don't hire a whole team right now, hire one person at a time. So it's almost like the micromanagement mm-hmm. side mm-hmm. of it. And so back to like the whole kind of theory part of it, which is like figuring out your why. Cause I know that a lot of us would get hung up on that. It's like, okay, I do hear what you're saying on setting goals. And I do hear what you're saying on creating actionable steps.
But what does that look like practically?
Yeah, but so those are practical things. But what does it look like practically to figure out your why?
Yeah.
And so, Zach, do you have any like thoughts on that?
When I was working out my why, I had like a really closed vision of like what it could be, because I was like, this is what it is. I should know. And it was actually when I opened myself up to new things, that's when I realized, oh wow, I can be more than just this. I can do more than just that. And in the same time though, there's that like Theodore Roosevelt quote, which is like, comparison is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that when I started comparing myself to other people's why, I fully just stopped.
Bro,
then that's where when I stopped working. And even though I was sitting there being like, man, Elon Musk is crushing it. Why am I not crushing it?
Dude,
why
you're comparing yourself to space? Elon Musk? Oh my gosh.
Dude, well, and it's so funny, dude, because you just go, I should be functioning at this level. But really for me, discovering my why, you know, practically, I had to just stop and really love the person that I am regardless of my why. And that sounds so odd because our why really makes up who we are in a lot of ways. But acknowledging the person that I could be without this massive purpose, so that when I added this why in, it was such a natural progression and it built upon who God made me to be rather than who I think God, like who I think I want to be, sorry, you know?
Yeah,
yeah, wow, I don't know that's if that's amazing, what you were looking for, but I just felt that hard to say that.
Yeah, no, dude, that is so spot on. And I think that's a great starting point, you know, for a lot of you guys who like share that, I guess, similar belief in God and Jesus and Christianity like we do, there is that first realization and understanding that you are made in the image of God and you're a child of God and kind of like being okay. Like even if all of this, that's something that I really had to be okay with because I've been doing this thing for so long, social media and being an influencer and, you know, people like knowing my name and who I am and whatever. That I was like, I literally had this question that I kept asking myself over, I don't know, it was over the course of probably a few months. And I was like, if God took all of this away, would I actually be okay?
Yeah.
You know?
So good.
And
bro, it's so funny. I was taking notes.
Yeah.
Just read that second line right there.
What? Knowing I am okay without a perfect calling. Wow.
Like dude. I literally typed that down. Woo. I don't know if you're watching, but I was typing that down right before you said it. That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow, dude. And that nails it on the head, really, is like, I think before you go into this like huge calling, because if you don't know where your identity comes from, your calling or your purpose, or at least what you think it is, may end up coming from comparing yourself to someone else, which is not what you want to be doing. You want to know that my calling and my purpose, like recently, I've just really been understanding like my calling and purpose is to create things, and I love filmmaking and I love making music and I know I'm a creative person. And, you know, I do love like investing in other real estate stuff. Like that draws my attention, I guess, like the novelty of it and stuff like that. But I know first, like I need to be focusing on creating things because that's what God is calling me to do. Like that's what I need to be doing with my life. And I know that came from like this really hard reset in my brain of like, whoa, what am I doing? What's my purpose? Where is God in all of this? What does God want for me? And just kind of having that realignment and be like, okay, I need to create stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
I think for me, there was kind of two big moments in my life that really impacted me in kind of developing that why before I started creating goals and the actionable steps was that I needed to be okay with Christ alone. And for me, there was such a societal pressure because I went to business school and, you know, I wasn't even a believer at that time. And so for me, my self-worth and my identity was found in my work. And it's so easy, even if you are a believer, it's so easy to attach your identity to your calling, and it's not.
Oh, dude.
It's absolutely not.
I do that all the time.
And I mean, it's like
a continual reset that I have to do.
I was reading this book the other day. It's called Sit, Walk, Stand by...
I'm in the middle of that.
Dude.
Watchman Nee.
Yeah, Watchman Nee. It's so...
Let's go.
It's so powerful.
I pulled a Chad. I knew the author.
he knew the author. And basically, it was so profound what he was sharing in the beginning of this book. And he said that we were first created to sit. And we're sitting in the work that God has completed. Because if Adam was created the sixth day, and the seventh day God rested because everything he created in those 6 days was good, then what was Adam's first day? Sitting, resting in God's work. And so what's so cool, the reason I say that is actually because whenever I receive that into my life and I got rid of the pressure that I need to be XYZ, I was able to walk into my calling freely. And that's so special because it was no longer a pressure where I need to be this person. It was, I get to be this person.
Yeah. Wow.
And I started to develop my own identity in Christ. And that was something that really just kind of blew my mind. And then obviously the second thing, because I said there's 2 points. What was my second point? Oh, well, you have to keep listening, folks.
Once he figures that out, we'll let you get back to it. But I think I want to touch on, because a lot of the stuff that we're talking about is very much like mindset shifts and understanding purpose and calling and identity and where it comes from and how that can like help you not. We've got really, the question was about procrastinating. We got really deep.
Well, it's almost like, why do you procrastinate?
Yeah, and then you just keep asking the why until you get to the reason. That's like really, really deep. But
wow, that's good.
I think on a practical level, and this is something that I think we have all talked about before, is when goal setting, and I forget what book it was in that I read, but there was like a study done with people who are setting goals. So as we're talking about setting goals, don't go and set like 15 different goals because you don't have the capacity to get that much stuff done. You know what I mean? So when setting goals, if you have like 2 to 3 goals, people who have like that 1 to 2 to 3 goals, they're probably going to, they're like more likely than not, it's a very high probability that they're going to accomplish all those things. Where if you have like 7 to 10 goals, you're probably only going to accomplish like one or none of those things. And I should read the book again and probably bring it up in a later podcast of like the exact like numbers that they were using and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the more goals you have, the less likely you are to accomplish any of them. And the less goals you have, the more likely you are to accomplish all of them.
Wow. You know, and not to make this just a weird analogy about food, but if you were to just picture...
Dude, you kept talking about a plate earlier.
You know, if you just picture a plate, right? And then you start putting different food on the plate, you know, and think about this. You think about like Thanksgiving that we have here in the United States where you just, it's like the time to eat, right? Mm-hmm. Well, like everyone has a few favorites, right? And you kind of want to leave...
Sweet potato casserole.
Right?
And oh my gosh.
For me, it's mashed potatoes. Right.
I'm sorry you're not American for Thanksgiving food.
But I'm sure he loves mac and cheese.
You're not American. Right. Oh yeah, yeah, dude.
I do.
He looks like one of those.
It's bad.
So it's just as you're putting stuff on your plate, you realize that this is a zero sum game. You only have so much room on your plate. You only have so much room in your life to get things done. And so you have to be really picky and choosy over what you're going to put on your plate, because if you put too much food, you're not going to be able to eat it all, or you're going to stuff yourself to a point where you hit food coma status, right? And then you're not doing anything. And so I think it really is good for us to practice that, where you set 1 to 3 goals, then you're going to accomplish 1 to 3 goals, because it, you know, on a very just on a very just basic level, like just picturing the plate for me, it was like, oh wow, I'm not gonna be able to finish all this. And then for me personally, I'm like, well, if I can't finish it, why am I doing it? And then I leave.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know why I'm here.
I have to burp. Oh my gosh. Oh. I was like ready to come in after that. And I was like, no, the burp is right there.
Bro, I love it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, that's huge, man. And that's something that I'm learning. That's why I'm like refining my workload right now, really just so I can give more energy and time into what I know I'm supposed to be doing. But it's, man, it's tough, because especially when you have like people attached, like people that you care about attached to projects that you're doing or whatever it is that you're doing, and like people that you care about and just like other people in general, whether it's like other, you know, businesses that are helping you out or whatever. It is tough because you may let some people down, like refining that. And I feel like I'm going through that a little bit and just really refining what I'm supposed to be doing and allowing myself to be more motivated in that narrower purpose, you know, instead of being super spread out, really like just I can only giving like 10% on a bunch of different things. So I don't know. That's where I'm at. And I think it fits really well with this conversation.
Yeah.
Dude, that's good, bro. Man, honestly, all of this is just a reminder for me, like, hey, really acknowledge the why, but also just enjoy the process of understanding how to do those things and how to work better. And so I appreciate hearing y'all talk about it because it's just like, sweet, I'm going to go hustle now.
You're like, I'm not going to rest. I'm just going to jump straight into it and like load my plate.
I heard what you're saying about rest, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to
Bro, I just remember the second point.
What was it? What was it?
Oh, the second point, dude.
Is that, and we said this on our little stereo thing that we're doing where perfection is the enemy of progress. Mm. And I think a lot of the reason why I hesitated on so many things in my life is because I didn't feel like I could do it perfectly. And that kept me from doing things. But then I had to accept within myself that I am not a perfect person. Mm-hmm. I'm not ever going to do anything perfect other than marry my wife. Shout out, Tori. I love you. Right. But then I had to just be okay with being a work in progress. And that's not a bad thing. I had to stop looking down upon myself for being imperfect and not being able to create things the way I always want to, but I needed to just take steps to getting there. So that was my thing, is that was another hesitation for me in being a procrastinator, is that I just didn't think I could do a good enough job. So I wouldn't.
Yeah. And I think you really need to be, just give yourself grace on a lot of those things and know mm-hmm. that you're constantly learning mm-hmm. and constantly developing and constantly refining who you are and your understanding of the world and your understanding of yourself and God and family and friends and your work and just all of that. And I think that's just so encouraging to really talk about that and kind of understand it a little more and kind of refocus your vision and reset all the way from like, why do I procrastinate, all the way down to the bottom, like why in it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. We are so pumped that you're here. And remember to follow us on the Prompt Us Podcast Instagram, which is at Prompt Us Podcast. And there is where you can submit prompts that will give us topics to discuss in future episodes. Appreciate you guys tons, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.